Dear friends, along with Father Killian and Father Shears, we welcome our brother priests who join us today. We're honored to have our dean, the dean of this region, Father Taylor, with us today, and Father Ramon Baez and Father Robert Wagner. It's very interesting that Father Baez and Father Wagner, along with Father Killian, have all been named pastors at the same time. They're all new pastors. And I just learned before Mass that they're all from the same home parish, St. Lawrence. So may St. Lawrence watch over all of you as you begin your new ministry. As we install your new pastor today, dear friends, allow me to begin, first of all, by thanking all of you, the parishioners of Our Lady of Hope, for the support you have already extended to Father Killian, and as you have extended to all the priests who have been assigned here throughout the years. They speak glowingly of you, and they thank you, as I do, for the many ways that you use your gifts and your talents and resources to support the Lord's church and this parish of Our Lady of Hope. We are very grateful to you. I think Father Killian already knew of your reputation, because when I told him he was going to be the pastor of Our Lady of Hope, I heard so much happiness and excitement on the other end of the phone, and I see his joy. So I pray, Father, that that joy will continue to be yours. Father Killian, I have great confidence in you, and I assure you of my prayerful and fraternal support. You are installed, however, at a very difficult time in the life of our church and the life of our nation. We are in the midst of a pandemic that continues to cause suffering and the lives of others. A pandemic that has dramatically altered the way we live and the way we worship. This time in our nation, so sadly, we are witnessing so much injustice and division and violence. And in the midst of all of this, even though we are strong believers, it's possible that there are moments we ask the question, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to persevere? Where will we find peace? How will we begin to live in harmony with one another? And so, Father Killian, as you are as installed in this very unique time, the Lord is sending you to the faithful to provide the answer to those questions. And the answer is the same for all three questions. Only in and through Jesus Christ. Father Killian, assure the faithful of this parish that in this time of critical need, our Lord is not distant. Our Lord is very near to us. And encourage them to entrust their cares to him. Ever convinced that his promise is true, all of our suffering will be turned to glory. And he will give us the perseverance we need and the grace and strength to carry our crosses. In your teaching and preaching, Father Killian, assure the faithful of this parish that our peace is only found in doing God's will and trusting in his plan for us. When I assigned Father to this parish, he immediately said yes. If that's what the Lord wants, that's what I will do. It's a yes he's offered throughout his priesthood, and I know it's a yes you will renew daily. So in a very real sense, dear friends, Father Killian gives us all a good example tonight. Yes to God's plan in our lives. Yes to the vocation that he has entrusted to us. So what a great opportunity it is for all of us this evening to renew our yes to the Lord and His plan. In that yes, dear friends, we will always find peace. Father Killian, in your teaching and preaching, assure your people that we will only begin to live in harmony if we are convinced that we are all members of God's holy family and brothers and sisters in Christ. So encourage the faithful to respect all people, even those who may disagree with us and reject what we believe. Encourage them to work together so that we all do our part to eradicate any form of injustice or evil that fail to lift up the reverence of all human life and the dignity of all human persons. And remind your parishioners that right now, in these difficult days, there are fellow parishioners and members right here in our own community who are alone, who are afraid and despairing. This parish has always been known for such great pastoral outreach to those in need, and I thank and commend you for that. And pray, God, that that outreach continues as we seek to encourage and console one another. But above all else, Father, lead your people to a deeper love for our Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, because it's there in the presence of the Lord that we see God's perfect love for us, a love He bestows on all of His sons and daughters. Dear friends, as you get to know Father Killian, I think you will learn very quickly that he's a hard worker, that he likes to get the job done. But at the same time, I can assure you, he believes what Jesus taught us in tonight's gospel. A lesson for all of us to remember. No matter what ministry we carry out, no matter what work is entrusted to us, we are merely the branches. Jesus is the vine, and without Him, we can do nothing. Yet if we remain in Him, He assures us that He will produce abundantly in and through us. So, Father, continue setting those goals and working hard and trying to achieve everything you hope to accomplish, but merely as the branch. Reverently and joyfully celebrate the sacrament. As St. Peter said tonight, preach the word of God in all of its beauty. And may I also encourage you to reach out to those in this parish who may be distant from the Lord and His church, using all the means possible to assure them of His presence and of the desire of this community to welcome them and embrace them in love. But above all else, Father Killian, as you begin your ministry here, take to heart more than ever the words of Jesus, who says to you tonight, remain in me. The time you spend with Him, especially before the Blessed Sacrament each morning, is probably the greatest gift you give to your parishioners, because it's there that you will find the strength to serve them. It's there that you will find the grace to be a joyful and holy and faithful priest. Father Killian, with all who gather here tonight, we entrust you to Mary under the title of Our Lady of Hope. And we pray that through her powerful intercession, Jesus will abundantly bless you and your ministry, the one who will give us the gift of perseverance, the one who is the source of our peace and unity, the true vine who will produce abundantly in and through you as you offer your yes to him and his holy will today and always. Amen.